Yesterday, Steve Rucker boldly went where no man or woman had gone before. He stretched out his arm to test a new experimental vaccine that would protect against the Ebola virus. Outbreaks of Ebola have killed up to 90% of those infected. The virus causes massive internal bleeding, and there's no treatment that's effective against the virus itself. Steve Rucker would like to help change that deadly equation. He's a registered nurse at the National Institutes of Health, which is where the Ebola vaccine is being tested.
I feel that it's a tremendously exciting vaccine and a tremendously important vaccine. It belongs to a new generation of vaccines. I think people think of vaccines and they think there might be some actual elements of the disease in there. There is, of course, no Ebola in this vaccine, which makes it extremely safe, really. And it really has promised to go very quickly from the lab to situations where it could be very effective as a weapon against bioterrorism, or perhaps more importantly, to stop Ebola outbreaks in Africa.
You mentioned no Ebola virus in the vaccine itself. It's actually a synthetic vaccine, synthetic DNA that seems to imitate the Ebola virus. Is that right?
That's correct.
And it's been proved successful in monkeys?
The monkey trials, I'm told, I had conversations with the scientists and researchers who actually developed this vaccine, and I'm told that the monkey trials were extremely successful, that all the monkeys who got the vaccine and were then challenged with Ebola survived and did fine. All the monkeys who were control monkeys did not get the vaccine, all expired when challenged. So it looks extraordinarily effective.
You've had this one shot of the vaccine now. How will we know if the vaccine is working? What have you been told about that?
The particular trial I'm participating, they tell me, is really about determining if it's safe so that they can tell the Food and Drug Administration, look, this is safe, they can proceed with future trials. They will not give me Ebola to see if it worked. They promised me that. At some point in the future, they would need to go into an actual Ebola outbreak with this vaccine to really test in the real world to see if it works. For now, they'll be looking at lab parameters.
The stories about how Ebola kills are so horrifying. I wonder what the reaction was from your friends and family as you told them what you were about to do, even though you may have tried to explain that there was no Ebola in the vaccine. What did they say?
We have heard some negative reactions. Certainly, a lot more people have found out today that I've participated in this study, so I'll see what calls I might get. But for the large part, the reactions I've gotten have been positive.
What were you thinking yesterday when you saw that needle approaching your arm with the vaccine?
There were so many people there. There was so much going on that I really honestly did not have the chance to think about very much about it. All the people who developed were gathered around, and by that point, it was just a go.
Had there been a little anticipatory anxiety that went along with it?
I think there has to be just a little anxiety anytime you're getting a brand new vaccine for the first time. Yeah, there was a little, I'll admit to that.
Was there anything in your background as a nurse or in your work at NIH that convinced you or that helped you think that this was something important for you to do?
I've lived abroad enough to know that not everybody in the world is blessed with the wonderful medical care that we have here in this country, which makes you really appreciate the value of vaccines as a cheap and easy preventative, basically more bang for your buck than you can get with any kind of medical care. So I think that really gives me a sense that vaccines are so important because we can't provide the kind of medical care to everybody all over the world that we can here.
Well, Mr. Rucker, thanks for talking with us and best of luck.
Thank you.
Steve Rucker is a registered nurse at the National Institutes of Health. Yesterday, he became the first human volunteer to test an experimental vaccine for the Ebola virus.